presidential election of 2020 should be a hell of a mud wrestling venue, if the latest tweets give us any indication. Should the Boston Marathon bomber get to vote? Will those pesky Democrats take away your guns? Will the rich be taxed more than they can afford to pay? Is America headed towards socialism or fascism? Will we forgive student loans? Should college be free? Medicare for all? Drill, baby, drill? Attack Iran? Build a border wall? Uncle Joe Biden entered the fray yesterday by declaring this was a race for the soul of the United States. I sure hope not, but he may be right. Like a lot of my fellow Americans, I've grown cynical more than I have since Vietnam and Tricky Dick. Compassionate conservatism, if there ever was such a creature, died in the swamps of D.C. the last few years. The rich, like the saying says, get richer. And the poor, well, someone's got to pay for those CEOs and hedge fund managers. The great question in the next few months will be to impeach or not to impeach. Trump's declared he will not let no staff be interviewed further. Something about executive privilege, which in his definition covers everything and everybody. The Democrats have become the scaredy cats, afraid following up on Mueller's injunction to investigate further might backfire, but it seems like the only way to require testimony from the Trump minions. The Republicans, as always, are content to watch from sidelines, while the Russians, needless to say, have been completely exonerated. Thanks, everyone, for a job well done. Me? I'd impeach the GOP. Why not? We've thrown out the rules, the Constitution, common sense, science, and any notion of right and wrong. We have a corrupt megalomaniac in the White House who isn't afraid of confrontation, who isn't afraid to break things to get in his way, who isn't bothered by the nuisance of laws. And he's backed up by a party that would apparently turn a blind eye to most anything short of murder, maybe, if it meant they could fight on for oil and gas, deregulation, gun rights, a border wall, and abortion restrictions. So yeah, mud wrestling it will be, down in the pit and dirty as we've ever seen. Uncle Joe is probably spot on. This will be a fight for the soul of a nation that has lost its way. Maybe some of these candidates will take the high road, but like Joe says, the goal is to get rid of the cancer at the center of our country. I'm dreading the next year and a half, but the time has definitely come to take the gloves off. I'll vote for whoever can rid us of this creep, and hope the Republicans take a much-deserved whipping for enabling him.